News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The EU has warned that airline delays could be at their worst ever this summer as understaffed air traffic controllers battle strikes, wildfires and high demand. Now joining us to discuss this is Padraig O'Cadia, founder of Aer Lingus Regional and former chair of Shannon Group. Padraig, tell us what actually is happening here.
Good morning, Shane, and to your listeners. There's a couple of things. It's in a way, and it's probably not the best term to use, but a kind of a perfect storm. There's been huge demand, or huge increase in demand for people flying and traveling, particularly since COVID, after the lockdown. People just wanted to get out and, I suppose, start exploring again and exploring their country and Europe and the world. So there's been a huge increase in relation to passenger numbers. We're back way ahead of where we were back in 2019 before COVID. The second thing that's happening also is that there's a significant increase in the number of, let's call it, air traffic control strikes, quite frankly. That's a very significant issue. And particularly in France. And a smaller issue then is anybody who's flying east, like there's a whole lot of airspace there around Ukraine because of the war in Russia with Russia. There's a huge airspace there that airlines have to go around, have to circumvent, and that's obviously causing delays in travel. But they're the three main reasons, Shane.
So are people looking at long delays? And if so, can it be addressed? Can it be tackled?
Yeah, I believe it absolutely can be tackled. There's one or two, I think, really important points that's I think relevant for listeners to be aware of. First of all, the vast majority of delays are attributed to air traffic control industrial action, of which 99% in 2023 originated in France. And that's according to Eurocontrol, which are kind of the governing body in
99%.
Europe. 99%. Originated in France in 2023. Right. So that's a big issue. And not only that, but any airline or an airplane that's flying through French airspace, now they have to circumvent that because they don't have that connectivity from a safety point of view with the ground, with air traffic control. So that's a huge issue. So if you're going to parts of Spain, or if you're going into kind of, say, maybe parts of Germany and so on, if you've got to go through French airspace, that's a challenge for the airline and for obviously the pilots and those on the airplane. So that's a major issue. The other thing that's really important is that Ireland, air traffic control in Ireland is absolutely superb. They're really good. The quality of air traffic control and support and the training and so on, they're way above the average. I think it's important to state that. So what can be done about it? Well, what can be done about it, quite frankly, is something needs to be done about the strikes, particularly the lightning strikes of air traffic control in France in particular. That's a huge, huge issue. That's causing significant delays and significant financial costs for the airlines, particularly the likes of Ryanair, which have best part of a million flights a year at this stage. So that needs to be sorted out primarily, I suppose, by the French government and also with the support of the EU. And also, in many cases, they don't have enough staff. So they're understaffed in many of the countries around Europe. So that needs to be big time addressed because it's costing significant, not only time, but money for a lot of people, passengers and airlines.
Could technology help?
Technology can help, yeah, absolutely. It needs to be stronger integration in relation to technology between air traffic controllers of, let's call it, the different countries in Europe in particular. They're not, my understanding is, they're not all on the, pardon the pun, on the same page with regards to technology in different countries. So there is a lot of work to be done there. Technology can play a very, very important role in all of this.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thanks indeed for talking to us. Padraig O'Cadia, their founder of Aer Lingus Regional and former chair of Shannon Group. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.